I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo. Who sells a Babe Ruth baseball card for just $2? A knucklehead. That is. That's who does that. I mean, the guy who bought it is now being told that the Babe Ruth card he bought for a couple bucks could be worth millions. He bought this thing from a collectibles store, saw the card with an $8 price tag at a place called, this wasn't at some garage sale, okay, where they didn't, you know, they just found some stuff in Grandpa's attic and put it out there for sale. This is at a place called Action Sports and Coin. So they're supposed to specialize in this stuff. They're supposed to know what they're doing. This is in Sparks, Nevada. So this guy goes into Action Sports and Coin shop and sees the price tag on the card for $8. Well, then he's told, he says, well, yeah, that Babe Ruth card, I'll buy that for $8. They said, oh, no, it's not $8. It's $2 because we're having a special sale on everything today. So we're going to shave $6 off that card for you. Oh, really? Thank you. So so then he took it around to some experts, which is what the card shop should have done, and found out that that thing could be worth millions of dollars. He's going to, he believes he'll get at least $2 million for it at auction. Had experts look at it and told him the same thing.
Cold temperatures and snow leading to hot tempers in Guelph, Ontario. I don't remember how old you said the ladies were that were gotten in the bingo fight. They were like 80s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah, they were like in their 70s, 70s, 80s. 80s.
This one we've got, I guess this is this would be the senior league, I guess. 61-year-old woman apparently injured a 71-year-old woman in a snow shoveling fight. On Tuesday, the two women were shoveling snow from their cars in the parking lot of the apartment complex in Guelph, Ontario. And police say the 61-year-old became upset where the 71-year-old was dumping her snow. And that's when the fight started. The 71-year-old woman received a cut to her cheek and bruises to her wrist, defending herself from the snow shovel attack.
Yeah.
Ouch. They say the woman, there was no medical attention was really needed, but they did charge the 61-year-old with assault.
I wonder if they were so covered in, like, if you got enough, if you got one of those big puffy winter coats on, maybe some snow pants
on. Take your best shot.
Yeah, you could probably smack each other around a little bit and not feel anything. And there's plenty of places you can take your drunk butt on a Thursday night. Anywhere, really, but the Escape with a Cop event in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Some officers hosting that, a nice Escape with a Cop fundraiser they do every year at the roller rink. Well, they had to take a break from all the fun there to deal with a drunk who was falling over and running into skaters at the Skate with a Cop fundraising event. Officers politely asked the 31-year-old man to leave. Hey, buddy, this is a nice event that we do every year.
I'm shooting the moon.
We need you to go, please. Well, he then became belligerent and refused to leave. The cops then handed him a citation for public drunkenness. He tore that up and threw it to the ground. The cops then gave him a citation for scattering rubbish and disorderly conduct. He told them, all right, so what? I was drinking before the event. I saw the cop vehicles here, and I came in here because I wanted to show my support to the police. That's why I showed up at this event.
I can't believe it's news.
He skated him out of there.